The harvest mouse glared at the big dilly pin hog.
No, I wasn't. I was sneezing. Just some cider went down the wrong way. So wipe that stupid grin off in your face or I'll do it for you, big as you are.
Jerkin held up his paws, feigning terror.
No offence, matey. Don't start slaying any beast. We're having a good time. Come on, Tag. Are you going to get up and give us a song or a dance, matey?
The otter shook his head ruefully.
Where I was brought up, singing and dancing were the last things any beast was called on to do. I'm only good at the use of weapons, or at using my body as a weapon. It is what I was trained for.
Jerkin waved a paw airily.
Then show us a bit of that. Stand clear, Dillypins. Give my mate Tag a bit of room.
The otter expelled a great sigh and shrugged.
All right, then, if you really must. Keep your eyes on my blade.
Tag whipped out the beautiful knife and began twirling it with one paw. It spun until it was naught but a shining blur.
Hey.
As he shouted, Tag struck the spinning blade with his other paw. It flashed off and stuck deep in the cabin wall. With an enormous somersault, he was alongside the wall, pulling the knife out almost on the instant it struck. The blade began twirling again. This time he was facing Nimbalo as his paw shot out. The harvest mouse yelled, throwing himself flat on the deck. A concerted arose from the hedgehogs, who thought Nimbalo had been slain. With a powerful leap, Tag was at Nimbalo's side, helping him up. The harvest mouse patted his chest, throat and both ears, thoroughly shaken.
Where's the blade?
Tag threw back his head and laughed.
I don't know, ask Jerkin.
Looking mystified, Jerkin scratched his head spikes.
I don't know, mate. Where'd it go?
Tag pointed downward.
Look between your footpaws.
The blade was there, still quivering. Jerkin jumped back a pace.
Seasons of sparks and stickles. How'd you do that?
Tag whipped the blade free and resumed spinning it. His paw flicked out and every beast ducked. He chuckled.
Where is it now, eh?
They looked between the footpaws, at the deck and the cabin wall. Jerkin narrowed his eyes.
Stuck in some ways.
Tag turned slowly so they could all see.
Aye, stuck in the back of my belt where I always keep it. Never mess with a blade unless you've spent 15 seasons learning how to use one. Now, I'll bid you all good night.
He strode out onto the deck and found a quiet place to sleep. Nimbalo swaggered out in his friend's wake, but not before saying,
Good, isn't he? That's me matey, Tag. I taught him all he knows.
Like twin spectres, the rocks loomed up out of dawn mist. Tag woke to the sound of Jerkin calling orders.
Bring her in, portside there, and make fast forward and aft.
He presented Tag and Nimbalo with a bag each.
Take much. Some leftover old fruit duff and a flag and a cider apiece. Stay, you stumps, mate. Let's go and find your vermin tracks. See which ways they're bound.